If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
President Biden returned to the White House this morning after spending the weekend at his beach house in Delaware. Things must be pretty rough in Washington if you think to yourself, you know what would be great? The beach in November.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live. But first, a closer look.
Rudy Giuliani admitted in a deposition that he didn't try to verify his insane voter fraud lies, and Ted Cruz decided to pick a fight with Big Bird. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. If you've opened Twitter or flipped past cable news on your TV in the past week, you've probably heard that Democrats lost an election in Virginia and won an election in New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy became the first Democrat to win re-election since the 1970s. So, of course, on cue, the usual suspects are once again claiming there was fraud.
In New Jersey, now the guy hasn't conceded, right? Because they're going to do a big forensic. I think they're going to do a big audit, is what I've been hearing on the ground, because these votes that came in, 40,000 votes, they're not real. They're not real. We've been getting floods of texts on my phone and emails going, they did it again. They did it in New Jersey. Now, remember, they still cheated in Virginia, even though the Republican won. But for some reason there, they didn't do the big dump in the middle of the night. Maybe it would have been too obvious to steal two horses at the same time. You know, I don't know.
Lindell really comes to you with the energy of a sugared-up kid on Halloween telling you about his day. We saw a ghost and a skeleton, and then there was, wait, another ghost, and Kevin was there, but he fell down and cried. Everybody, we got so much candy. But okay, couple things. First of all, thanks for clearing up that you've been getting flooded with texts on your phone, you know, as opposed to texts that you get in the mail or the ones you can get at Marshall's and put up on your wall. Second, these guys love audits, not to be confused with audis, which is what people say when Mike Lindell enters a room. Oh, dis-ass. I thought two horses dumped ballots in the road, but it was just regular horse dumps. Also, what do you mean they cheated in Virginia, but not enough to win? Why would they do that? That would be like if the Jets hacked the scoreboard, so instead of losing to the Colts 45-30 last Thursday, they lost 45-32. And that's right, this is important. The Jets did lose on Thursday, which stopped them from having a two-game win streak, which is good for late night. Because we need easy punchlines about the Jets sucking. Now, it is bad for our crew, almost all of whom are Jets fans. And that's not by accident. If you want to surround yourself with loyal people who aren't going to bail when things get tough, get people who are still sticking with the Jets. They are so easy to please. For crew snack yesterday, we just put out loose slices of ham, and I heard one of them say, still better than Mark Sanchez. Anyway, we've long known from all the court cases, the lack of evidence and, you know, reality, that the people who keep insisting there was widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election are unhinged maniacs and liars. But now, thanks to a new court case, we know from their own words that they knew what they were saying might not be true because in a newly released deposition, former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani essentially admitted he had no evidence for his voter fraud claims because he didn't have time to verify them.
New video exclusive to CNN shows Donald Trump's allies saying under oath that they put very little effort into verifying debunked claims of election fraud before spreading them on the national stage.
Before the press conference, I was told about it. Sometimes I go and look myself online when stuff comes up. This time I didn't have the time to do it. It's not my job in a fast-moving case to go out and investigate every piece of evidence that's given to me.
No, of course not. That's what lawyers are for, as everyone knows. You're just the events coordinator for a landscaping company. Oh, Rudy. Rudy, sweet Ruby, that is your job. I mean, it was supposed to be your job. Although, in fairness, Rudy looks less like a guy who would investigate a crime and more like the guy sitting on a park bench who just tells the cops what they're doing is wrong.
You think the pickpocket went that way? Well, then best of luck to you. If I were the pickpocket, I'd sit right here on this bench. Whoa, what's with the cuffs?
And it doesn't surprise me that he didn't do any vetting right before his infamous press conference with fellow crazy person Sidney Powell, since during that press conference, he was sweating like a guy who knew his facts might not be rock solid. My man is perspiring like he just bet his life savings on a horse called the Three-Legged Rocket. You really don't think it's your job to verify information before you announce it to the world? Is this how you operated when you were mayor?
Thank you for coming to this press conference, everyone. I have huge news for the city of New York. Today, I received an email with the subject line, forward, 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 free boner pills for life. And that's not just for me. It's the life of this entire city. And in return, all I had to do was give them our social security numbers, but only the first 9 digits.
Rudy seems so tired in that deposition, and I get it. It's exhausting just watching someone be that crazy. I can't imagine what it's like to live it day to day. That's the thing about the modern Republican Party. They just make everything exhausting. It's so hard to follow their insane voter fraud claims or their latest culture war obsessions. Every day, it seems like we have to endure one dumb culture war controversy after another, and that's before we even get to the war on Christmas, because you know it's coming. When Trump was president, they claimed Christmas was saved. But now the Democrats are in charge again. You know they're going to find some school district somewhere that calls them holiday decorations instead of Christmas decorations. And Jeanine Pirro is going to spend the entire hour in her show rage-guzzling 2 bottles of Charles Shaw. She probably calls him Chuck. And while we're on the subject, we brought up for no reason. I'm not pro-war on Christmas, but I wouldn't mind negotiating a peace treaty that gets it to stick to reasonable calendar borders. I mean, it's encroaching on the other holidays. There are people out there who start putting up Christmas decorations the day after Halloween. The other day, I saw an animatronic skeleton on someone's porch wearing a Santa hat, and now my kids think Santa is dead. Anyway, which reminds me, tonight's Closer Look is brought to you by the word anyway. Need a way back to the political stuff after a long tangent? Try anyway. Anyway, we had to endure one nauseatingly stupid culture war controversy after another, like when conservatives started whining about potato head pronouns or said Joe Biden was going to steal your hamburgers, or when they lost their minds over the Dr. Seuss estate voluntarily pulling a few books from publication that no one cared about anyway.
Say goodbye to your burgers if you want to sign up for the Biden climate agenda.
Americans would have to cut red meat consumption by a whopping 90%.
He wants to cut out 90% of the red meat that you all eat.
First, they outlawed Dr. Seuss, and now they want to tell us what to say.
Look out, Mr. Potato Head, you're next.
They want to cancel the Muppets. They want to cancel Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
You see, last week, they tried to cancel Kermit the Frog and Mr. Potato Head. You see that?
This week alone, they canceled Mr. Potato Head. Week alone, they canceled the Muppets. They're canceling Dr. Seuss.
All right, first of all, Mr. Potato Head isn't canceled. He was just on TV. Whoa! Hold on a second. Can't we change his mouth? Okay. Horrifying, but also a little bit better. Obviously, none of that stuff is canceled or outlawed, but they have to keep the culture wars burning because they have nothing else to talk about. So every week, it's something new. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss, Looney Tunes. Next, they're going to claim the left is canceling Sandra Boynton because she refused to include the hippopotamus. And now the hippos are so mad, they're showing up to school board meetings and going berserk. Any Sandra Boynton fans in the house? Wish I had a way out of this. Oh, I do. Anyway, And now, like clockwork, the right has come up with their next culture war target, Big Bird.
Big Bird and the backlash that the Sesame Street character is getting from some Republicans after tweeting he got the COVID shot over the weekend.
The Sesame Street character, who is 6 years old on the show, posted about getting the vaccine after the Pfizer shot was approved for kids as young as five.
Big Bird is literally hawking an unnecessary vaccine for children.
I know.
Big Bird is literally encouraging children to take a vaccine scientifically that they do not need.
A lot of propaganda about the vaccines being not directed to the parents, not information given to parents so they can make that decision, but really getting it directly to the kids in some really creepy ways, including Sesame Street.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz responded to Big Bird's tweet saying, government propaganda for your five-year-old.
Oh my God, so in the end it turns out they were the ones who
canceled the Muppets.
Canceled the Muppets. Canceled the Muppets.
But seriously, I have to admit, it's a tough one. I mean, who are you going to side with? A beloved and iconic children's character, widely celebrated for over a half a century by people of all ages and backgrounds from all parts of the world, or a widely disliked wannabe werewolf with the charm of a serial killer and the voice of a dying barn owl who was once called Lucifer in the flesh by one of his fellow Republicans after another fellow Republican joked he was so unpopular you could murder him and get away with it? It could be either way. I don't know. These people's brains are so weird, they wake up in the morning and think it's a good idea to go to war with Big Bird. Next, they're going to claim Moderna is how the Swedish chef says my dinner. Oh, I'm going to do it. Hey, Swedish chef, what are you doing?
I'm American Moderna.
And that, yeah. No, I mean, I can't. Can't stop that. And that's today's topical joke for kids. We want Closer Look to be something you can safely watch with your whole family. Now, where was I? Oh, right, this guy. Seriously, though, that's what Republicans are focused on, stoking dumb culture war controversies, fanning anti-vaccine sentiment, and spreading false claims about voter fraud. And now we know that even they knew those claims were lies. It turns out they were so full of it, they had to take a
big dump in the middle of the night.
This has been A Closer Look.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Our guest tonight is a very funny comedian and actor you know from The King of Staten Island and Saturday Night Live. He stars in the new animated series The Freak Brothers, which is streaming exclusively on Tubi November 14th. Please welcome back to the show our friend Pete Davidson, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
It's nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This, I was going to say, thanks, you know, you were just down the hall, but you actually, this is very on brand for Pete Davidson. We were worried you were going to make it here on time because you were stuck in traffic on the Verrazano Bridge.
Yes, I was, 30 minutes ago, I was on the Verrazano Bridge.
This is very impressive that you made it, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, that's, you know, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I want to address something. I feel like I want to confirm if it's real.
Okay.
Or rumor. This is something you've been reading a lot about in the press.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to talk about this because...
Thank you. We appreciate you doing it here.
You know, there's a lot of people I walk by, people are, like, whispering and, you know, making eyes at me. And, you know, but it is true. I do have a show on Tubi coming
Tubi.
Out. Yeah.
The Tubi.
The Tubi. A lot of people are shocked
that
I could get on a show like Tubi.
Yeah. But it's a real thing.
Tubi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, you are, because you do a lot of stand-up, obviously, we know you're from SNL as well.
Yeah.
First time doing animated.
Yes.
It seems like a scam.
It's a dream. You just get to sit. You go. I got to do it in my closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, was it the closet because of the pandemic or?
No, I just requested. That was. No, it was during the pandemic, and they called and they were like, "Would you like to do a cartoon with Woody Harrelson, John Goodman, Tiffany Haddish, Lala Anthony, Adam Devine, and Blake Anderson?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "What's the premise?" They're like, "You're a pothead that smokes weed all the time," and I was like, "Yeah, for sure, absolutely." Yeah,
it was like as an actor, you've always said to me, you want to stretch.
Yeah, I need to stretch my legs a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to challenge yourself to do different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a really all-star cast. Yeah. You have to tell us, I think you are the middle of these three gentlemen, right?
Yes, that is me. Yeah. That is Phineas Freakers.
Yeah.
He is, the kind of the nerdy... He thinks he's really smart, leader of the Freak Brothers, and that is me.
Now, this kind of has the style that plays into this premise because you guys are '60s stoners,
right?
Who come to the modern time. Well, it's a very high concept stoner cartoon.
You know, everybody's into like Tenet and, but this is.
can we talk about that? Yeah. Everybody's into Tenet.
Tenet and, but listen, this story. Really spoke to me.
That's the thing. When you answer the phone, you want to be challenged in the part.
Challenged.
And the script has to speak to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were like, the story is that these three gentlemen smoke a mega doobie in 1969. And they wake up in 2021.
There you go. So enough about Tenet.
Yeah.
We get it.
You can only imagine what these fellows get into.
And this is,
That's Tiffany Haddish.
That's Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, no, for real.
She's a talking cat.
She's a talking cat.
Who's sort of your guide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the best.
Do you find when you're in the closet recording? Do you find like they're listening in real time or do you record it and send it off? Like
they're there with you, which is very
not in the closet with you.
No, they're not in the closet with me. But they watch you do it, which is always weird because you'll do like you're screaming in your closet.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, "Yeah, that was really good. Let's do it again."
Yeah.
And in a completely different other way that wasn't like what you did. But we had fun doing it. It was just something really nice to do during the pandemic.
I am a huge fan of your mom, who is one of the sweetest ladies in the world.
Me as well. Yeah. Amy Davidson.
Amy Davidson.
Good lady.
Now, is Amy, during this time, or were you and Amy under the same roof? Was she there when you would, like, skulk off to the closet? And did she believe you when you told her you were doing a cartoon?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just like, we did live together for, like, a good 2 years. And she was a pretty great roommate.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think she would say about you as a roommate?
I think she would just be like, that kid jerks off a lot.
I will say, I do believe this. If like, a mom said it, I do think they wouldn't say your name. They'd say that kid.
That kid.
Pete's on SNL, Pete's in the movies, Pete's got a show in Tubi. That kid jerks off a lot.
Yeah. No, but we had a really good situation. It was really close and really tight. I enjoyed it.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
What does she like the most? I mean, she must have liked the fact that you did a film in Staten Island.
Yeah. I think she's just happy I'm not, like, selling crack under the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, that's, like, definitely my calling. So, yeah, she's pleased with anything. But every once in a while, you could tell she's still, like, a little unsure of how it's going to go, as am I every day. But the other day, she was just like, "The garbage man's test is coming up this week." She goes, "It's a lovely job. You work for the city. You get a uniform."
You were like, "I've got a show on Tubi.
Tubi, dude. Tubing it up."
We will be right back with more from Pete Davidson. Welcome back to Late Night. We're here with Pete Davidson, everybody.
Thank you. The Freak Brothers.
The Freak Brothers on Tubi.
Yeah.
This is, I want to talk about SNL. Yeah. It's always shocking to me because you started right after I left.
Yes.
And you started like younger than most people start. And now it kind of, I'm remark on the fact that you've been there for quite a while now. You're kind of like a pro over there.
I've been there for 8 years.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been pretty wild.
Do you still get the butterflies on show night?
Oh boy, Seth, do I ever.
Yeah.
No, sometimes, yeah. But it's always just like you're surrounded by the funniest people all the time. You know,
so that always gave me more butterflies, not less.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I've definitely never felt less funny. I don't know if you've ever felt that way.
I definitely felt that way.
But like when I'm there, I'm just like, oh, I'm garbage. Yeah. No, because you'll watch like Kate or like Chloe or Keenan do like 100 million things. And then like my line will be like, hey, everybody. You know, so it's just like, you know.
I mean.
I know my place.
You crushed it. Though.
Oh, thank you.
I want to ask this. Saturday musical guest, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
We're have her on this show Thursday, and it's very rare for this to happen for me, but people have reached out and said, I'd love to come Thursday, friends of mine. Have you had that happen with Taylor coming on Saturday?
All of a sudden, all my cousins are just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You realize there's just enough... You think everybody who hosts SNL... is famous until like somebody like Taylor Swift comes through.
Yeah,
and then your phone doesn't stop ringing.
Yeah, nobody is leaving me alone about it. I just tell everybody that like they don't give me tickets.
Yeah.
Because I cause problems. And nobody ever, what's sad is nobody ever questions it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, they took my tickets away.
It's funny that even the people that know you would be like, oh yeah, I wouldn't trust whoever Pete would bring.
Yeah. Why would you? Yeah.
For me, I don't know if this ever happens to you because, like, I host this show every day, and then someone like Taylor comes, and then people reach out and they're like, we'd love to come to the show. And I'm like, I'm here every night.
Right. Yeah.
As your oldest friend, I'm here every night.
Yeah. You could come anytime.
And they're like, oh, I'm only free on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Hey, this is a weird coincidence. I guess it's not a coincidence, but it wasn't, we didn't plan on having two fashion models on the same show.
Oh, thank you.
Especially two who have collaborated.
Yeah, we collaborated.
And so you actually did a photo shoot for, what was the name of the product? Moose Knuckle.
Yes. Very cool coats.
Very cool coats.
And also, I think, is that like what, a tight pants? Is that not a moose knuckle?
Is that a moose knuckle?
I thought, that's what my uncle told me.
That's what your uncle told
me? Yeah. My uncle was like, moose knuckle. I think your aunt has one of those.
Your aunt has one?
I guess my aunt. I don't know what's going on anymore.
They're worried. They took your tickets away because they're worried you're going to invite your uncle.
Yeah, now they're going
to. All right, so here you are. Here's a Moose Knuckle ad. And by the way, they're so happy with everything you've said about their product so far. I mean, this whatever they paid you, they've gotten it back tenfold.
For sure. They're so comfortable coats, please.
But here's Emily, and you know this is a professional. I mean, you know she's made that face. That is a good.
That's a professional model, right?
Yeah.
And then you go over here. That's a professional model.
No,
and then zoom in on this idiot. Look at that moron. That's just. I got a fishy. Look at me and my fishy.
I like, did you show up and you were like, I think maybe Emily and I are like making like cool faces and fishing.
Yeah, and they were like, nah, dude, you're in the hole. I was like, it was so funny because they called me and they were like, you know, Moose Knuckle, who I love, said, so comfy clothes. They were like, you know, Dave LaChapelle wants to shoot it. And I know Dave, so I was like, wow, he's getting a little full of himself. He's going by LaChapelle now? And then I wrote that one in the elevator. Come on, that's a good joke.
That's a good joke.
That is just a good joke.
He's so fancy. He got all that Netflix money. He got so fancy.
I'm Dave LaChapelle. I love Chappelle so much because it's, do you remember like when he was away for like 15 years ago when he was doing stand-up, he was like, hey man, like what's going on? Like, and that's like what he sounded like. And then he came back 15 years later like the Hulk. And he's like, what's going on, everybody? How
are you? What are you going to, when you disappear and come back 15 years later, do you have a voice you're going to use?
Oh, I hope I can make it another 15 years. That's the nicest thing anyone said. This
was so weird. So they have the, you see, so they're like crushing it, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, like, you get what you paid for.
Yeah.
And then, so Dave LaChapelle is like a pretty famous photographer.
Yep.
He's, so I'm like mortified, and there's ice everywhere, but I'm still somehow sweating. And Dave is in the back, and he's just like, I'm obviously not giving him what he needs because I'm not a model. I'm like, I'm a dummy. So all of a sudden, he like, and I feel bad because I'm holding up like Emily and like everybody, you know, everybody has to do. So all of a sudden, Dave stops the thing and he goes, Pete, he goes, you're a fish. He goes, you're a fish. Be a fish for me, Pete. You're a fish. Be a fish. And he was like, can you do that for me? Can you be a fish? I was like, I guess I could be a little fishy for you. And he was like, yes, that's it. You're a fish. And I was like, I'm a fish. I'm a fish.
Yeah. You guys,
thank you.
That's Pete Davidson. The Freak Brothers is streaming exclusively on Tubi. True story.
Tubi.
True story.
Tubi.
November 14th, new episodes premiering Sunday through December.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.